Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 25th of February 2024. Today's topic is Gethsemane. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 26 verses 36 through 46. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. Verse 37. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. Verse 40. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Verse 42. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Verse 46. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Key verse. Matthew chapter 26 verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. Gethsemane is described as the garden in Jerusalem where Christ went to pray and was betrayed on the night before he was nailed to the cross. It was a period of mental agony and grief. According to our Bible passage, the disciples went with Christ to pray at Gethsemane before his crucifixion. But instead of them praying, they were sleeping. Are you like that? Do you follow your parents to church and end up sleeping throughout the service? Don't forget Jesus spent quality time to pray in preparation for his death on the cross. He knew the pains and agony he would go through just to ensure that we do not end up in hell. Remember the pains and sufferings Jesus went through for your sake, and do not remain in your sins. Christ has paid it all for your salvation on the cross of Calvary. Your duty now is to make Christ happy by repenting of your sins, so that his death will not be in vain in your life. Prayer for today. Lord, make me a prayerful child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Mark chapter 14 verses 32 through 35. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.